friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in Talmudic methodology. L'schus Amorim Rosh Yichyu, L'schus Moshe Rabin Peshedina, Heinus Shlita, L'schus Ravaren Yisrael Ben Rosh Mordechai Feit Shlita, Deshad Avracha Vatzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yideihem. And we are holding now B'siyata Dishmaya in the second volume of the Sefer Amidus L'Chekar Halacha of Harav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. We are on page Pei Hei and Oskuf Yud Gimel. We're in the midst of Metzius Vidin. Says Rabbeinu, B'chol makom she'amrinan chidushu, hinei chidushu rak bedin v'lo b'metzius. Whenever we say it's a chidush, the chidush is in the din and not in the Metzius. And this we learn from Bava Kama in Beis Amid Beis, that Rabbah gives a reason, that Eid Zomim Mikano Lahabahu Nifsel. Why? Why is an Eid Zomim only puzzle from here on in and not from the time it turns out that he was a false aid? Mishum she'eid zomem chidushu, ve'en l'chabo ela mishat chidusho ve'elach. Because eid zomem is a chidush. And all we have, if it's a chidush, all we have is from the time of chidush and on. In other words, from when he becomes an eid zomem and on, and not before. V'alken aleinu lomar, desovir da chidushu rak bedin, ha'ne'amanut shel achronim kalpi harishonim. Therefore, the chidush is in the din ne'amanus of the latter group, the meizimin, kalpi the muzamim. And Memela the Muzamim, the first group, are Pasul. Because if we say that the Chiddush is in the Metzius, that we say in the Metzius they're Eidim Zomimin, that they were made Sheker, the first group of witnesses, so how could it be that they're not Pasul Amafreya? So it must be that it's not B'Metzius, it's just B'Din, and the Din is only going to start now. But if it was in the Metzius that they're false witnesses, so then we should go back to the beginning, to when they actually gave the false testimony. But since it's not a din, it's not Metzius that they're Eidim Zomimin, that they're false witnesses, but rather it's just B'din that they're false witnesses, so we can only start when the din is Chal, from the time they're found to be Eidim Zomimin. And that is exactly what Rava was Mechadesh. But even though the whole gather of Eidus is to establish the Metzius, but by Eidim Zomimin benogel the Metzius, halo maichaz is to tzayis lahani tzayis lahani. Why should you listen to the first group, to the second group? Why not listen to the first group? How do we know who's telling the truth, the first group or the second group? We don't know. So it's a chiddush that you believe the second group, believe the mezimim, the ones doing that zom, and not the ones who are muzam, the ones who are being, becoming eidim zomim. And the chiddush is bedin, that bedin in halacha, the first group is pasul, and therefore ein lecha la mishas chiddusha. Not in the metzias. If we would say it's in the metzias, then they'd again be pasul from the time that they testified. Falsely, and not from the time that they were found to be false witnesses. And that's the klal. The klal is that whenever there's a chiddush, we have to narrow the chiddush, contract the chiddush as much as possible. Is that klal? Shekol chiddush aleinu lema'et et ha'chiddush at kama shevshah. We have to be minimize the chiddush as much as possible. V'kamzeh b'chal ha'matat ha'chiddush la'yido rak al adim v'lo al etzem ha'metziut. And that's also included in narrowing the chiddush, to testify only on the din and not on the metzius. In other words, there's a chiddush here that we believe the second group and not the first group. We believe the mezimin and not the muzamim. Even though it's their word against their word, they say that it happened Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And the other group says, hey, what are you talking about? You're with us Tuesday at 5 o'clock on the other side of the country. So why should we believe one and not the other? The answer is a chiddush. So therefore, we're mamayit the chiddush by saying that it's only a chiddush from here on in. And therefore, it's only a chiddush in din, not a metzius. Because if it was again the Metzius, then they'd be puzzled already from the time they testify falsely. Abaya holds that the Mafreya hu nifsal. Abaya taka holds that the Eid Zomim is puzzled of Mafreya. But that's not because he argues with the Klal of Kol Chiddush and L'Chabo al-Chidusho, but rather he holds Eid Zomim is not a Chiddush. And the Mefarshim give various reasons why it's not a Chiddush. The Tur says that it's not a Chiddush because the Eidim Zomimin are Be'etzim being made. The mezimin are being made on the muzamim al gufa, as they're saying it's like you guys killed, right? Because if Reuven and Shimon testified that the Levi killed, and it wasn't true, he really didn't, and they're with somebody else, so they're essentially trying to get Levi to be killed. So when I testify, that these two guys, that Reuben and Shimon, are Edim Zomimin, and they were with me at that time. What am I really saying? What I'm really saying is that I'm being made on their goof, that they're murderers. They're murderers because they're trying to get Levi killed. And therefore they deserve to be killed. But I'm testifying al gufam, not only on their testimony, that their testimony was false, but that they themselves are murderers. They're supposed to be getting the same punishment they wanted to give. So, and if I testify about somebody's goof, he's not believed to say it's not true. Two people testify about someone else's goof, they're not believed. So that's the tour. There's another reason given. It's more mistaber that the mezimim. It's less mistaber, it makes less sense that the mezimim are telling sheker than the muzamin. Because the muzamin, let's say Reuben and Shimon, testify that Levi killed. So maybe they thought nobody saw us elsewhere, and therefore they lied, hoping nobody had seen them elsewhere. But the Mezimin, Yehuda and Yisachar, who say about Reuben and Shimon, Immanuel Yisem, if they're not telling the truth, aren't they afraid that the Muzamim are going to know that what they're saying is false, and the Muzamim can simply go wherever the Muzamim happen to be. The Muzamim can just go to the people where they and say it's not true. If they're saying you're with us, so why aren't the Mezimim afraid that the Muzamim are going to go to the Anshi Osamakum, that other place that they really were, and show the Mezimim to be Shakronim? Because they could have been anywhere. Because if Yehuda and Yisachar are going to lie that Reuben and Shimon were with us, they don't know where they were. So Reuben and Shimon, why aren't they afraid that Reuben and Shimon go to the place where they actually were and have the Anshi Osamakum say they were here, not where you said they were? So the Mezimim are less likely to lie. But the Muzamim, they're more likely to lie because they're going to say, oh, hopefully nobody saw us. We were, and since no one saw us, we could be to testify falsely. I'll go upon there are various reasons given for Edim Zomim. So Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush. He holds, Ein lecha kol chiddush, ein lecha bo lechidusha. But he doesn't hold Edim Zomim as a Chiddush, and therefore he holds them a Freyu Nifsa. You don't have to contract it. And you can already make them puzzle from the time of the Edus. B'sheinit, shimetzem ha'ne'emanut she'achonim u'chidish, even if the etzem ne'emanus of the latter group is a chidish, aval ma she'rishonim nifsalim kvar, ein b'zeh mishum chidush. Yizeh kvar nechal abadin she'rashal pasul le'edut. Ve'im na'asur reshim isha shavru alav she'lo tana b'reach ha'it shaker. V'alkin tzover abay l'mafreyu nifsa. You're right, it's a chidish that we believe, the latter group, but it's not a chidish that the first group is pasul because they become reshaim. V'al tana b'reach ha'it shaker, and therefore abay holds l'mafreyu nifsa. Because they already became Rishayim from the time they testified falsely. So Memela, they're Pasul Mafreya. Mafreya and Ifso. Because the Rasha Pasul Eidus is not Bechal not a Chiddush. So the Machlokas then between Abai and Rava, if Eid Zomim, Mikano Lahabu Nifso, Mafreya and Ifso will be, if we look at the Ikri Yisod, that it's a Chiddush. Or we look at the binyan that comes after it. That's not a chiddush. What's the ikar yisod that you believe group two? What's the binyan that comes after it? That group one are puzzled because they're eidei sheker. So Rava holds mikano lahavahu nifsal. You look at the ikar yisod, and the ikar yisod is that you believe the second group is a chiddush. Ein lecha velo mishas chiddusho, and therefore only from the time that they're found to be eidim zomim. Abai says no. Look at the binyan and the binyan chanami. It's a chiddush to say that maybe they believe it's group two. But the second you believe group two, it's not a chiddush to say that they're pasul na'al mafreya. You believe group two, but now they have to be, the first group has to be pasul mafreya from the time they were false witnesses, because now it comes out their liars, and as we follow the binyan, not the ikar yisod. Akoponim, everybody agrees that by chiddush, you say in the chalabo mishas chiddusho, and you're tofes the din of the chiddush, and not the mitzias. Just here, like we said, even according to Abaye, we only say the Bolo Shas Chidusho, but here we're not focusing on the Chiddush. We're focusing on the Binyan from the Chiddush, or that it's not a Chiddush at all. With Hashlamat Atziul, and in order to complete this picture, we'd like to bring from the famous Machlokes in Meseches Yevamos 47a, Let's say a Jew, a ger, had banim when he was a guy, and then he became a ger. So does he have a firstborn son? Does he not have a firstborn son? Yochanan says no, because the firstborn son is Reish Yisono, and that's all, the only son who gets a nachla, gets an inheritance. Reish Yisono, the first of his strength. Reish Lakish says no, he has a b'chol nachla. Why? Because he's a new person. Gershin is gar kadosh shenol adami. So it's clear that the machlokas here is, do we look at the mitzias or do we look at the din? Rabbi Yochanan looks at the mitzias of Reish Yisono. So he already had banim. It's not a mitzias of Reish Yisono. He already had banim when he was a guy. So it's not Reish Yisono. So we look at the mitzias. The mitzias is not his firstborn. Reish Lakish looks at the din. And since b'din, Gershin is gar kadosh shenol adami, therefore, this is Taka Reish Yisono b'din. So even though we say Kadosh Shenol Adam is lenient dine mitzvahs, and here we're talking about not mitzvahs but mamonis, when it comes to Yerusha, it's totally in the mitzvahs of Reish Yisono, mamonis. Nevertheless, here we pay attention to the din. The din is Gershin is gar Kadosh Shenol Adami, and Memela is considered Reish Yisono. So that'd be a nice example of a machlokas. Do we follow the din or do we follow the mitzvahs? Again, because that's the mita that we're discussing over here. We're discussing mita's din and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs for din. That's the name of our mita that we've, Baruch Hashem, had so many terrific shiurim on, b'siyata d'shmaya. We have another case of, this is in Nazir, on page 14a. So a person was makabel upon himself to be a nazir when he has his son, and he was also makabel upon himself to be a nazir stam. And he starts counting his own nazirus, and he doesn't finish by the time his son is born. So the Mishnah says that he should stop his own count, count the nazirus shel beno, because that's what he's makabel upon himself first, and then finish that up, and then do his own, finish up his own nazirus. So now the Gemara discusses what happens if he becomes tamei, lemeis. Nitma bimei beno, Rabbi Yechanan amar seiser, Reish Lakish amar eino seiser. Rabbi Yechanan says he's seiser, even the yamim shemana meyam naziris shelo, called him leidas beno. If he got tamei, became tamei in the middle of the naziris beno, so that's seiser, even his own yamei naziris. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's not. It's seiser, the son's naziris time, but not his own naziris time. Rabbi Yechanan says, seiser, why? Kischa de naziris arichtehi. It's all considered one long naziris. Metchilas minyan naziris shelo at sofi mashlamot. It's considered one long naziris, and therefore, when he comes tamei, he soser the whole kit and kabuta, both his and his sons. Reish Lakish says no. His naziris is alone, and his son's naziris is alone. So here would come out terrific. It would come out that we have the same nekuda. Rabbi Yechanan is l'shitaso, and Reish Lakish is l'shitaso, because self, there's a mitzias of one time without any hefsek. And if the tuma contradicts the ritzifus, this consecutive time of the zman, so it's soser everything. It's one long naziris, because the mitzias of zman, there's no hefsek. So that's Rabbi Yechanan, just like Rabbi Yechanan holds. Ein lo b'chol enachala, if he had a son, al tzgoy, his first son is considered that Goyish son, not the Jewish son, therefore he's no Reish Yisono, because we follow the Mitzias. Here also we follow the Mitzias. In the Mitzias, time is one continuum. So even though he interrupted, he's doing his own, and now he's doing his son's, but since time is one continuum, he so ser both, because Rabbi Yechanan follows the Mitzias. Reish Lakish follows the Din, and Bidin, these are two different counts. There's the his count and his son's count. And Memela, he's only soser when he becomes tamei. He's only soser his son's count, but not his own count, because he became tamei in the count of his son. So that's the of the days of Naziris, and therefore he has to go through the whole Tatara process with Karbanos. So that's the super gishmak, and we still have more to go in this Mida of Mitzius V'din. Very interesting to talk about a short Shreifa Shaharagas HaNefesh. I know that's something that a lot of people are talking about today. And or should be. And Amir Tashem, if God gives us life and health and everything we need in order to serve Him, the MS, then we will please God continue. We should be Zelcha, Amir Tashem, to do so. B'simcha v'tuv leva v'meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved. Thank you so, so much for listening. And please stay tuned. Bli Neder, we hope to offer a lot more. Shalom, shalom.